knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Shore. I want to discuss something with you with regards to the WWDC, or Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, that took place on June 6, 2011 in San Francisco, the keynote speech. I don't know if you saw it, but you can see it. Certainly, it's hosted by Apple. If you go to apple.com, I'm sure you can find it. You can watch the video and listen to it. It's interesting. It talks about the latest upcoming products and services from Apple. I want to get a couple of things out of the way. First, I'm a big fan of Steve Jobs for namely one reason, and that is unlike so many other companies, including my beloved Microsoft, Steve and Apple have made it very clear that they want all of their customers to have access to all of their products and services, including the iBook store. They have stood up to the book publishers, unlike Amazon and other reading platforms that pretty much have left blind and low vision, and I would also assume probably people with other physical challenges in the dust. They don't really care. But Apple has made it extremely clear that it wants equal access for all of its customers, not just those that don't face physical challenges. So my hat's off to them for that. Second thing, for those of you who followed my work, you know that I am not that much of a militant when it comes to political concerns. I'm pretty much middle of the road. I think we've gone to, as a society here in the U.S., I think we've gone a little bit too sensitive to special interest groups. I mean, you know, a little common sense goes a long way. Which brings me to my case. Now, I've watched the WWDC three, four years in a row, and I had this thought before, but I was watching it last night. I didn't see it when it live, you know. I did watch it, and I watched it very carefully, and something occurred to me. It seems that everybody that did a demo or was on that keynote speech stage were all white males. And I think I have a problem with that. You know, Apple is a publicly held company, and you would think that it would have to observe the same kind of political awareness that Microsoft or Arco or Denny's or Coca-Cola or insert name of any other company, major company, that has had its proverbial feet held to the fire when everybody at the top brass are all white men. And yet, on that stage, I didn't count the number of people that assisted Steve in delivering the speech, but they were all white guys. And I find it hard to believe that he didn't introduce not one woman and not one minority. I don't know. Something doesn't sit right with me. And I don't even care. You know, you say, well, you know, Mark's a black guy, so maybe he won't. I don't care if it's black men, black women, Asians. I couldn't care less. But I find it difficult to understand, and it just sits wrong with me that all these VPs, you know, vice presidents of X, Y, and Z, they're all white people. And not just white people, even a white woman I'd be happy with. Oh, I'm always happy with white women. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Anyway. Anyway, I don't have anything really more to say on it. It's just that it just seems to me, sometimes I think that Apple, in its own respective arena, is kind of like President Obama, you know, Teflon. Nothing sticks to it. They don't get called on the grass, on the carpet, in ways that other people do, or other companies do. There are some exceptions, and I know some of you are going to listen to me and go, well, what about something, and what about something, and what about... Yes, 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 all yes, and yes, and yes. And I'm not suggesting that there aren't any minorities working at Apple. I'm not suggesting there aren't any women working at Apple. I'm not suggesting. I just find it interesting that in the most mainstream venue that Apple holds throughout the year, that everybody that comes up on the stage this year, there's just something that doesn't sit right with me. And so that's why I entitled this show, What Didn't You See at Apple's WWDC Conference in 2011? And I just want you to be aware of that. I'm not drawing a conclusion except that, I don't know. Let me just add something else. I used to work for the city. I won't mention the city at this point. It doesn't really matter. Whenever applicants, wanted to apply or want to, I don't know if it's the same now because it's been years ago, but when I worked there, whenever applicants wanted to apply for the police or the fire department, they had to submit a photo along with their preliminary application. And you know what? Gosh darn it. Most of the people, I think 99% of the people on the fire department are white men. Now, isn't that interesting? You could say, I'm not suggesting Apple required people to submit photos, but I'll never forget, and I remember saying it to the mayor, why do you need a person's picture with a preliminary application? And yet the people that you end up selecting are all white men. There's just something not sitting right with me here, people. I love saying people today. There's something that just is not right about this. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Just bringing it to your attention. You may not care. You may think, what difference does it make? How would having a minority or a woman, an Asian or a woman in the keynote speech affect the products or anything? It may not. I don't know. But it doesn't sit right with me. Thanks for tuning in. I will be back soon with another podcast on something or something, 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 or something, or something. Okay? Until then, remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.